Gloria. 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 But Parishadhikari will imitate his behavior, but he is not fixed up. Therefore it is not good for him. He is forbidden. This is
He is forbidden to hear from a non-devotee.
Yes. They will commit so many mistakes and they will take it like that. Just like this, Nitai Bhav Radhesha. Yeah, that is avoided for constantly. There are so many mistakes, rasabhas. So two things are there always, two sides. One for the Mahabhagavat, one for the ordinary. Kanishtadhikari, Madhyamadhikari. So in the temple, it is to be supposed generally for the Madhyamadhikari and Kanishtadhikari specially. So in the temple,
we should just listen to whatever the acharyas of... I remember once before, a few years ago, you sent a letter out saying that no one should try to compose songs or...
I don't encourage. What they will compose? They have no realization. But they are speaking something about Krishna. That's his beginning. Just like a child, he speaks. Half broken. That is not language. It has no meaning. But still, the child, you are so nice. You are so nice. Because he's trying to speak something. Papa, mama, mama. Not that his words are complete.
When we go out and preach, and we just repeat or try to repeat whatever we've heard from the spiritual master, but we may not have fully realized what we're speaking about, does that somehow or another reduce the potency of what of the Gita or the Bhagavatam? Or
yes, realization takes time. Therefore, there is no question of realization. Then the Mahaprabhu said, you simply repeat, as Krishna said. That will save you.
Just repeating.
The so-called political leaders, they have no realization, but they manufacture their ideas. Very dangerous. Mislead themselves and others. Bhagavad Gita is clearly said, acharya-upasana, amanitam, madhammitam. This is the process of knowledge. These so-called scholars and politicians, they have no acharya. Instead of being amanitam, they mani, I have become a leader. So whatever I shall say, it is there. This is why, very bad. It is clearly said, as soon as you give up the acharya system, it is rotten. Sakalina Juganasta Paranda. So things which is rotten, what will get benefit? That is going on. Therefore, in spite of so many Gita commentators, big leader scholars, not a single person is converted into devotee. Not a single person amongst their followers. It's useless. Talking. That word is forbidden. Avaishnava Mukti. Because they are not Vaishnavas, politicians, and reject them immediately. Immediately reject them. That is in them. I wrote Mahatma Gandhi that you are so respectful, people have got, now you have got your Swaraj. Please take Bhagavad Gita seriously and let us preach.
Sir, Rajagopalachari, in his commentary, he has mentioned that the Bhagavad Gita should be learned through the Acharya.
Yes.
Rajagopalachari has commented.
Yeah.
He was a Vaishnava.
Rajagopalachari was a sensible man among the old law.
He was a Vaishnava.
Yes, I know. Chakravarti. No. I say that among the old law, he was the same man.
Yes.
Rajagopalachari. Because my culture is a Vaishnava. Agreement with Gaurav.
He never was in agreement.
Not a single item. He resigned.
Yes.
He wanted to form his own party.
Who's that?
Rajagopalachari. If they had followed Rajagopalachari, this country would have been far better in all respects. That is Rajagopalachari. That is because he was Param Bhakta, always.
The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akinjana Saro Igune Kama. That was your qualifier. Anyway, if you are interested in Bhagavad Gita, how you can misinterpret? How you can put your own words to mislead people? How much misleading this is?
Actually, they're not interested in the Bhagavad Gita.
I knew all these things, but what I am no position.
But what you have commented is correct. I mean, the Bhagavad Gita's real theme is Man Manabhava Madhvatva. Instead, they directed their attention to karma and this and that. It was an ancillary thing to that.
The subject matter from Achar. Achar.
Yes. That's the Achar of Madhvatva.
Achar, one has to learn from the Achar.
Acharya is one who Achar himself practices.
Yes.
Now, one who knows and practices. Achinati Shastra. One who knows the real purpose. And there is no difficulty of understanding the real purpose. It is clearly said everything. The process of knowledge is given Amanitam, Adambitam, Ahimsa, Ahti. Where is that? In the beginning, I am such a big reader for it. Whatever I will say, it is
right. That is the ground.
Dumbo. Because he is thinking, puffed up, falsely. Some rascal who's given class. They think, I have become very good.
Nowadays, sir, they collect people to play them. Nowadays the politicians collect.
They make such a speech and practice. So one political leader, he is a young man, he was staying in Hyderabad. He was ambassador in that Rao.
Yeah, Motilal Rao.
So he did not know. He said that when I was going to the ambassador, Dr. Radhakrishna, he told me that we first of all write a speech and practice it and deliver it very nicely. Then we will be applauded. This is Dr. Radhakrishna. They want simply applause. Because they know in the public applause, then I keep my position. Whatever nonsense I speak, whatever nonsense I doesn't.
Public support.
The,
Public support.
Yes. That is their only reason.
some of them, they don't even write their own speeches. They have a professional script writer.
Professional writer, and some standard speaker.
One and all. Yes. All of them. They are semi-literate people.
Even the president of the United States has a speech writer.
When they go on...
scholar, English writer. We know that Madan Mohan Malviya, and in those days, Surendranath Banerjee was a great orator. We have had his name. Surendranath Banerjee. He is the practically father of Indian nationality. So he was ICS, and in those days, English scholar. His father was a very big doctor, Dukkha Chanakya. Then his speech, this Madan Mohan Malviya used to rotate, cramp, and before a mirror, he would speak like this. In this way, he became a politician. He just marked a Brahmin, and he became a politician. Simply by imitating Swendra Varadji's speech.
See, Arvind Ghosh was with Baroda Maharaja, and all Maharaja's speeches were written by Arvind Ghosh. So one can say, Arvind, these are all your ideas. Maharaja may be thinking different. Arvind said, well, everyone knows that I am writing this speech. It doesn't matter. I won't correct him. All the speeches given by Maharaja Baroda was written by Arvind Ghosh.
Acha.
All practically were. He's a reference there, regular. Arvind was a great scholar after all.
He was English born. His father was medical doctor, Manmohan Banerjee.
He just said that he did not know even Bengali properly.
Oh yes, how can he? He was born in England, educated in England. He was English born.
And then he became a master in Sanskrit after he came. That is a great, intelligence.
Maybe he was a scholar. He was a big scholar. He was a professor in Baroda University.
Professor of French and philosophy. Anadal Munshi
was in one hall, or in the hall in Baroda.
More followers of Arvind are Bengalis and Gujaratis. 50-50.
There are others in foreign countries.
The scholar. Arvind Ashram in Pondicherry. You go there, only Bengalis and Gujaratis in groups. 50-50. There are some South Indians are also there. Foreigners are there. They are from India, they are the most. He had a very big following in Gujarat. Extremely big.
Because he was first in Gujarat.
Baroda Maharaja selected him when he did not appear in horse riding test. He used to be first in ICS. He did not want to serve the British. So he knowingly failed. So Baroda Maharaja knew that he had failed. Baroda Maharaja was in England and he called him, said that you are admired. I gave the same thing as the British to the failure for Baroda. That is, Baroda Maharaja was appreciated.
Now he's like a person to be appreciated. There's no doubt. There is not many qualities. But he was also doing yoga practices when you are put into it. Now, after getting released from the 12 years, you are to be hanged.
Siyadas Sevi.
Yeah.
It was said that the man who was the judge was his classmate in Cambridge, Oxford was the man.
Maybe.
Siyadas made a very good speech. I have read all about what he felt when I didn't. Was practicing yoga in there, when he had himself written that he came to the magistrate's court, he felt that everywhere was Krishna. Everyone was. He was seeing Krishna everywhere. That was his feeling. So he will not be punished by anybody, because God is everywhere. This is what he was feeling for. His brother was transported to. He was to be hanged, and then he was transported.
Bari.
Bengali.
Is it a fact? The jatamat tatamat. Whatever path you accept, there is order. Is that it? Do you think it is bona fide? Krishna says, Ma may come, and he approves anything.
He was a partial political leader also.
That's all. He is a political leader.
But then he had a great burning desire to see that India to be free and very prosperous. Hmm? He was the real nationalist.
That even cats and dogs, they also want.
That's right. But then
that my calves be well fed and be strong, that is not a very good thing.
Even more,
and Bhagavad Gita says, arati asang arati putra daro gihadi. This is philosophy. And if one is attached to his homely happiness, he is not even a man of knowledge.
When he made it to India, he was feeling aghast.
When Vivekananda came back from foreign tours, he brought three women. And one woman was intimately connected with him.
You don't know that, sir. I mean,
You have seen. So why there was no man in America?
He came back.
You do not know. There is an old man somewhere, old old man. He said about his character. Marriage is good, but to keep illicit sex, that's the most simple act. Marriage is allowed. Dharma abhirudhya kamasu. That is not against.
A great number of luminaries have been produced by Bengal. In the last 100 years, during the first times of India, more luminaries were produced in Bengal than in any other part of the country.
They maintain the culture. But therefore I say, Vivekananda broke that Bengali culture.
The Bengali culture is fish eating.
Huh?
Even Brahmins eat.
No, they are eating fish only. Because Bengal is full of rivers, but not all. Mass of people, that's a fact. But he introduced, you can eat anything. It has nothing to do with religion. In Bengal, in our childhood, we have seen, if anyone was habituated to take meat, the common man would not.
No.
Rich man. The rich man, they had their sahis. Sahis, you know, who takes care of the horse. He would cook in the hot shed.
And eat there.
Then he would bring the babulchi. It was never brought to within the precincts of the house.
True vegetarianism has been practiced by Brahmins of UP, Gujarat and Maharashtra and southern, even I mean the
no, and,
Delhi and
no, I these people who are eating meat, they knew that I am doing wrong. Before that I approved, no, it is not wrong. It is wrong. Whatever you like, you can do. They began to eat meat. Fish they are already eating. Meat and chicken and eggs and everything.
How the sons of Bhattacharya followers are eating. What
do you say about that? Everyone is eating, I know that. Therefore our first regulation is we must deliver. Then we talk of Krishna.
My son Q.P. who passed his MD first. He does not even comment or saying that this is red color, looks like me.
Tomato was not telling.
No, that is what he says. Yeah. I won't eat. He does not eat. Because his mother was 100% vegetarian and he would not allow even.
In our childhood, no one will eat the tomato.
It is
red color, but everything, belighting. That is. It is called Bilati Begum. So no one would touch.
Is it tomato?
Yes.
Tomato
there. There was prejudice because it was brought from. Even potato. Strict Hindu would not take potato. Potato was imported from India. It was not produced. That's like tulsi. Tulsi plant we have imported, exported. Similarly, so many things.
We have not allowed tulsi to be grown in America.
I know. Who is it?
Mr. Shah had to smuggle a tulsi plant for his daughter.
No, we have got so many tulsi plants.
Every one of us has so
every temple
tulsi.
We have got. Big, big tulsi. Especially Hawaii, we have got 6 feet high.
My nephew came in, he told us tulsi seeds.
No, no, that there is agriculture. You cannot take any plant, not only tulsi, any plant from India.
You may take the disease around.
Whatever you claim, not only tulsi plant, any plant, you cannot take. You cannot take any vegetable. There is agricultural restriction.
But I think tulsi can be grown in all the countries, even in cold, cold
parts. Little cold countries with little care.
In England? England?
Oh yes, we have got this.
Then you may have to keep it in dark house during winter.
Yes. We made that arrangement. And what Vivekananda said, but it is better to water eggplant tree, called tulsi plant, what do you get? Eggplant tree means you will get some eggplant, bagger, a mikalava. This is his culture. Make your body strong and proud by eating meat. And it has nothing to do with it.
Vedan civilization has planned this abortus and this this mother house. So abominable and so horrible. When I first came to Bombay from my village and I had to pass through that railway, right next to it is this Chandra Butcher house. It was so horribly smelling and those vultures sitting all that. I took a pride of myself. Where the hell I came is Bombay. I had to join the Grand Medical College here. So I still remember what feeling I had.
2,000 years ago, Christ, he was born in Jewish family. He was horrified by seeing animal sacrifices in the synagogue.
And,
that what his first command is, thou shall not kill. He was so horrified. Why he has given this commandment? He was so much horrified. But he didn't. Therefore, he gave up the Jewish thing and he started his own. This is the history. And the first commandment, thou shalt not kill.
The Jews were killing the pigeons in the temple.
They are very expert.
On Sabbath day or some previous day or something. I don't know how the religiosity could even the Muslims.
Where is religion?
They have misinterpreted religion.
Therefore, Bhagavata has criticized all so-called religion.
One bishop of mine, sir, went for Hajj. He is an old convert, after all, from Hindu to Muslim. And on that day, they do this, what they call it, killing all the animals.
The Muslims are also...
For the sake of Swarga, not for the Muslims.
For some purpose. Therefore, they are called Kurmis. Actually, it is for satisfying Vishnu. Without Vishnu satisfaction, nothing can be done. So those who are desiring some material grants, they used to perform this ritualistic ceremony. It is not for the devotee.
For devotee, Krishna says, I am Yajman, I am also Hutaman, I am also performer of Yajman.
Yes. Because he gives the intelligence matta sucidhyanam apohana. Unless he keeps smriti, he cannot chant the mantra. They were actually, I am Paratma. Therefore he says, I am Paratma. If I give him instruction, he does something. So he is not doing, I am doing. I say, do like this. And he does like that. So he is not Paratma, I am Paratma. So whatever mantra they are chanting, if Krishna does not give him intelligence, he cannot do that. Sattva-sraham vidhi-sanyavishya. Matta-smriti-jnana-mapohana. Whatever we are doing, it is being supplied, the intelligence, the everything, but according to my desire. So I cannot do anything independent. Just like we are constructing, you know, practically with the sanction of the municipality, the sanction of the government. Independently I cannot do. Similarly, we cannot do anything without sanction of God. But that sanction is these akhamang propositions. I insist, God, give me this facility, give me this facility. All that, do it at your wish. But God says that you don't do this. Sarvadhan man prajna, mamaita. What I say you do, then you'll be able. What I dictate you do, but you are dictating me because you are my son, what can I do? All that. Do it.
I grant you.
Yes.
For a while.
This is good. Antabhattu phalam ti sam, tad bhavati alpa mihidasa. Because you are rascal, less intelligent, you are doing this, but this will not endure. If you failure, better what I say, you do. Then you'll be happy. This is the whole insight. You cannot do without my sanction. But you are insisting, what can I do? All right, do it.
So I grant you.
Yes.
And take the fruit and realize.
Yes. Vishwara sarva-bhutanam vidyeshwara. He's there. Bhavan sarva-bhutani. If you have done, then you must suffer or enjoy. That is your vision. You get, now you have created a karma. You have to enjoy it by accepting a certain type of body. Then you take it. I ask Maya, give him this body. He wants to eat stool. All right, give him the body. Hog. Jantra-ruhani maya. The jantra, the body is supplied by maya, under the order. Maya-dhakse-na-prakriti is there. Everything is there. But these things they do not preach. They preach unnecessarily non-violence. From Bhagavad-gita, which is being taught in the battlefield, and Gandhi wants to draw some meaning, non-violence. Then immediately it is, what is the value? Not only Gandhi, everyone, if he can give a new interpretation. I think in Bombay, was there any Dr. Rele?
Yes.
He wrote some Bhagavad Gita commentary as...
I think that is Dr. Rele.
Huh?
Not that Rele, Dr. Rele, but there is another Rele in Baroda.
Whatever it may be.
Who taught Sanskrit to...
No. He has interpreted Bhagavad Gita, patient and physician.
Patient and physician. Japanese religion. He was the dean of one of the medical colleges.
So he has written that Krishna is a physician and Arjuna is a patient. And he has interpreted that. There are 645 like that. These unauthoritative commentaries. Without touching the spirit
this
of
commentary God. Is the Bhagavad Gita itself.
Huh?
This commentary is the Bhagavad Gita itself. There is no commentary. It's so simple to understand.
And commentary, interpretation requires, when you cannot understand.
It's a very easy to understand.
It is very easy, and still these rogues will exploit and mislead people. This is. And perhaps this is the first time I am pointing out. Before that, nobody did.
And you have fired them in your commentary.
Huh?
I have read your commentary twice, and you have become very harsh on
this. I must be. They're doing wrong things.
Thank you.
Yes. They're doing great harm to them. By misleading them. If I become little more powerful, I shall do it more harshly. I did not show because I was non-empty. But I knew it. Now people taking me little seriously, I'm wrong. Therefore, I wrote Papa Gandhi that now you have got your Swaraj. Please come, let us pray for what he does. Yes. That giving me chance at that time. But long ago, his Krishna consciousness in Mumbai could have been started. Yes. And look, man.
He had only this Anasakti Yoga. Anasakti Yoga, second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He had not Sakala.
Greatest asakti. He had expanded his asakti. From having the heat to the whole nation. Expanded asakti is not anasakti. I'm thinking only of my family, and you can think of the whole nation. That means asakti expanded. Now I am a big water. If I become a great plunder, that doesn't mean I'm not a king. You cannot say a big forest is thief and a great plunderer is a hero. Yes. Quality is there.
You gave that story about Alexander and the
thief. Yes. Thief convinced him that Alexander, what is the difference between you and me?
I'm a small thief, you are a big thief.
I will drive the car for today. Huh?
All right.
No, why?